You have no idea how many men and women that I've dealt with in my life that had sex before they got married. I mean, especially people that are been married before, and then they lose their mate 10 or 20, 30 years into the life, and their mate dies because of some kind of sin, and then they start going with somebody else. And of course, maybe both of them had been married before, and they get into a sexual relationship before they get married and have sex several times, and then they get married. And when they get married, their marriage will go to hell in a handbasket. It will never work because they were disobedient. God will see to it that it doesn't work. You'll not have the blessings, or if you're able to get along, then usually what he will do, he will either make something happen to the woman's vagina where she cannot have sex after they get married, or he will make the man impotent where he couldn't go there if he wanted to. I've seen it both ways. Now then, if you want to enjoy your sexual relationship, you got to do it God's way. You want to keep yourself clean and pure, no sex before marriage, no sex outside of marriage, and you keep yourself clean and pure, you can be like that professor down there at the seminary here a while back. One of the boys asked him, said, Dr. So-and-so, how old are you now? He said, 88. He said, Dr. So-and-so, how old do you have to get before you don't enjoy sex anymore? He said, well, I don't know. And he said, what do you mean, you're 88? He said, well, yeah, but said, my wife and I still have sex and I still enjoy it and she does, so I don't know how old you have to get before you don't enjoy it. You know, some people think just because you're 50 years old, you don't have sex anymore. I got news for you. You know, if you obey God, Abraham was 175 still producing children. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah. He loved God. In fact, his first baby wasn't born until he was 100. 100? And his wife was 90. You know what she said when God says, Sarah, you're going to have a baby at 90? You know what she said? What'd she do? She laughed. And then God says, Sarah laughed at me. And what'd she say then? She, no, Lord, I didn't laugh. I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't laugh. See, she lied too. Because see, when she was 90 and Abraham was 100, under the normal conditions, they couldn't have children, could they? Most women, when they pass, in fact, we had a woman the other day we were dealing with, and this woman didn't want to have any children, and so she had asked the Lord that she would have menopause early so she would not be able to have children. So when she was in her mid-30s, she went through menopause. And then at about 38, she married a man, and he wanted children. And now they find out she can't have any because she come to us and wanted us to pray this thing off of her. You need to be careful with your words. Very, very careful with your words. You know, let God be in control. But if you obey God, in fact, Dave, that scripture in the Book of Wisdom, where is that? What, 16? Well, where is that scripture, Dave? You know what I'm talking about? Book of Wisdom? Yeah, in the Catholic Bible. You know where the scripture is? I can't remember. I've lost that. Wisdom 11. Okay, yeah, 11:15. Now, this is not in your King James Bible, but this is in the Catholic Bible. It says, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very thing by which one sins. Is that an eye-opener? So a man starts getting cancer in the back of his eye. What's wrong with him? He's looking at the wrong things. What could be the wrong things? Pornography, absolutely great. Or he might be looking at every young lady that goes by, right? He might be looking from the bottom up or from here down. Oh, look at her. Ooh, wow. Standing around googly-eyed all the time. He's sinning with his eyes. Or what if the guy comes down with some kind of venereal disease? What's wrong with him? He's sinning sexually. I mean, whatever part in your body is creating a problem, that's where you're sinning. That's where you're sinning. Now then, let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15, right quick, and I want to show you what happens if you obey God. In Deuteronomy 7:15, I want you to see this awesome promise in Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which I know is upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Now then, the verses above that says, if you obey me and keep all my commandments, the Lord will take away from thee how much sickness? What do you think that means? What does all mean? Is that what it means? Now, isn't that something? But you can ask this question anywhere you go. You're sick. Who sinned? When's the last time you had somebody at church ask you that question? You're sick. Who sinned? You ever hear anybody ask that question? Was that what that says? If we obey, how much sickness are we going to have? How much? You see why I show you these things on the board? Because if I just said these kind of things, somebody say, you're a complete idiot. I don't believe this. You know where I'm coming from, brother? In fact, I was over here, and Cheryl and I and Dave flew out here to West Texas to a little Baptist church. This Baptist preacher had been here to a couple of healing schools in the last 4 or 5 years, or 2 or 3 years, whatever. And he wanted me to come over and teach a healing school on his church on Saturday. I told him, okay, we'd be happy to. So me and Dave and Cheryl, we flew out there, and we had a healing school. And that day, I started off teaching them things. And I started off with that Deuteronomy 32:39. And then I went to Isaiah 45:5-8. Let's go to that one right quick. Isaiah 45:5-8. I want to show you what this says here. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. How many gods are there? One. Verse 7 and 8. I form the light, and I create darkness. I make peace, and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. The other day I was watching Christian television. I don't have time for this very much anymore, but I just happened to be watching Christian television and two preachers talking, and said, if we could only figure out where evil comes from. I told them, guys, you need to read your book. Where does evil come from? God. What? God? Evil comes from God. Well, why in the world would God bring evil in the world? Why would he bring evil? Huh? Give us a choice. Okay, he brings evil in, and I'll tell you another reason he brings evil in. He brings evil in to punish you for sin. He will do it. I mean, when you read the Old Covenant, some of the things he put in the book of Deuteronomy is awesome. He said, if you sin, you'll go with a woman, and you'll marry her, but you'll not sleep with her. Another man will sleep with her because of your sin. Would that break your heart? That would break your heart, wouldn't it? Yeah, but see, God said, because of your sin, I will do these things to you. I mean, do you reckon he meant those things? And so we got all these problems, and people try to come to a healing school to get healed. You got to know that the reason you're sick is because of sin. That's a new concept to most people, too. I am sick because of sin. Now then, Exodus 15:23, 24 and 25. Let's see what that says. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put, how many? None of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, if you obey God under the old law, under the old covenant, if you obey him, how much sickness and disease does he say he's going to put upon you? None. That tells me something. If we have a new covenant, which we're talking about, with better promises, and we're sick, guess what? We're being judged by our Lord. How many of y'all heard of what happened on the 19th of August this year? In Minneapolis, Minnesota. Anybody that day, don't jump out to nobody. It does to this gentleman over here. Well, on the 17th of August, the Lutheran Church had a big national meeting in Minneapolis where their home church is. And they had such a big meeting, they got a humongous church right downtown Minneapolis, big monster, but it couldn't hold all the people, so they rented a convention center right across the street, downtown Minneapolis. Minneapolis, St. Paul's a big city. I've been there several times in my life. But on the 17th, the Lutheran Church had a meeting. The topic of the meeting was, are we going to allow homosexuals to serve in different offices and in the laity in the Lutheran Church? Now, when God says He hates homosexuals, what should the answer be? Should there be any question? No, they can't serve. When God says, I hate sin, and I hate homosexual and perverts, in fact, I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of that. I even burned the rocks up over there. Everything that was over there, I burned everything to the bare ground and even burned the ground because of homosexual perverts. Do you think God likes homosexual perverts?
No.
Does He love those people?
Yes.
Does He want them to get saved and change?
Yes.
Yes, but does He hate that sin?
Yes.
Yes, He hates that sin. He hates that sin. I know, Australia is still burning, yeah. Yeah, all same thing, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, they had that meeting Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and Wednesday at 2 p.m., they're supposed to vote. Well, Monday had been a beautiful day in Minneapolis, Tuesday had been a beautiful day, and Wednesday is a beautiful day, and there's no bad weather in the forecast for Minneapolis of no kind, nowhere. And a few minutes before 2 o'clock, all of a sudden, the sky turned black over Minneapolis. And then right downtown on 194, a great big tornado formed. Isn't this strange? And it come right down 194, didn't hit another building in town, but the Lutheran Church and the Convention Center. And then it raised up and went away and disappeared. That's all the damage it did was to the Convention Center and the Lutheran Church. And then they went back in and voted and brought it in anyway. You think the church's wood's not wet today? I'm telling you, we're dense in the church.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.